The second Ha'ara is that earlier in the Sugyas, in Perek Ha'ara, what we were learning about, the halachos of Lo Yavoi Amoini Umayavi Bekal Hashem, and the halacha that a Mitzri and Adoimi also are Asur Lavoi Bekal Hashem, for the first generation, the second generation, but by the third generation, they're already Mutter Lavoi Bekal Hashem. So we spoke out an epic shtickle from Rav Reuven Margolis in his Sefer Nefesh Chaya, that's his Pirush on Erech Chaim, where he mentioned, why is it that the Torah, when it talks about Lo Yovei Amoinu Mayavi B'Kal Hashem, it says Gam Deiras, even the 10th generation is not let to enter the Kal Hashem. By the Mitzri and Adoimi, 10th generation is allowed, even the 3rd generation is allowed. It's only the 1st and the 2nd generation is not allowed. So Kedarki B'Kodesh, he says that you find throughout Chazal, that when it comes to Yichus, there's a special Yichus and a special connection that a person has with his parents and even his grandparents. Meaning 3 Deiras is very, very stark. It's a chuta meshulish that's loy b'mheri yinotek. Right? That's 3 generations is very, very fast. You also find that 10 generations is very, very strong. There's some connection between 10 generations. Once you get past 10 generations, then the yichus gets very, very diluted. So it's extremely intense. The bond is super chazak for the first 3 dairies, and then a little less, you know, when it comes to the 10 generations. And says Rav Reuven Margolis that Yesh Loimer, that's what's going on here in these psukim. Mamish, being dairish time of the Kra, that Lo Yovei Amoni Mayavi B'Kal Hashem Gam Dairas Siri. The Torah is coming to say that even the 10th generation is not okay. Meaning, you already have 10 generations of Amon Umayov, so you have an Amoni that was Megayer. And now already, we're holding by the 10th dar of these Geirim. So you would have thought that the 10th dar, Amoini, is 11 generations removed from the Amoini that was a Megayer. So he's so far removed, the Yichas is so diluted, so you would have thought it would be Mutter. That's why the Torah said, Gam Dair Asiri. And Fakir, when it comes to the Mitzri Vadoimi, the Torah says, it's only the first 2 generations that are a problem. But by the time it gets to the 3rd generation, it's more Kuladik. And because you don't have that Chazak Yichas anymore, because what's the yichus to the mitzri versus an any Yehudi. Eshein an alta zeda. No, an alta zeda, that's not bnei banim kebanim. You don't have the rachmi of Allah ben for that. So because that, you don't have that shtark yichus anymore. So it's for that reason, that's not going to be so shtark. Either way, we spoke out, it was a long piece, kedarke, with all the different mar mekaymes, rayas to 10 dairus of yichus, rayas to 3 dairus of yichus. He was mazberg mar mesach, this get them based on this. But me inyan le inyan, ba oise inyan. One of the Gemaras that Rav Reuven Margolis quoted was a Gemara Masechtas Brachos, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara is discussing Oisei Hayoyim, that infamous day, Bay Bayoyim, where so many things happened that we once spoke out. Masechtas Yevamos is actually a piece from Rav Reuven Margolis. That one of the things that happened on Bay Bayoyim was the Baskel came out, and the Baskel said, Elu ve'elu divra l'kim chayim v'alocha kibes hil. So the Gemara in Erev and Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the Baskel, when did that take place? It took place in Brachos Chav Zayin, Brachos Chav Ches. But either way, so the Gemara over there says that Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi, and because of a Maaseh Shaya Kachoya, he had to be overthrown from his Nasiyas. And they needed to appoint another Nasi. And the question was, who would the next Nasi be? So Rabbi Akiva was certainly a very, very worthy candidate, but the problem is he came from Gerim, he didn't have Schus Avis, and because he didn't have Schus Avis, they weren't sure that he should be the right person. Rabbi Yeshua was a very worthy candidate, but he was the one, really, that had instigated the whole episode, and they felt that that was inappropriate to Rabbi Gamliel to make him into the Nasi. Rabbi Eliezer was not discussed in this Gemara, but the Rishonim say Rabbi Eliezer had already joined the camp of Beis Shammai at that point. Rabbi Eliezer was Shamuti. Some say he was too old, and therefore he wasn't qualified to be able to be the next Nasi. What about Rabbi Tarfin? We have a raid bite on that. But they went, and they did their due diligence, and they said the one that's going to be the next Nasi is going to be Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? The Hu Chacham, Vahu Asher, Vahu Asiri La Ezra. And he was 10 generations from Ezra. So Reuven Margolis said that what did they mean that he was Asiri La Ezra? It wasn't just an anacle from Ezra, but he was within 10 dairies of Ezra. So you see that because he was within 10 dairies of Ezra, so it's for that reason he's worthy, he's qualified, he could be the Nasi. But when I saw the shtickle in the light of Reuven Margolis, it struck me, the Gemara doesn't just say that he was within 10 dairus of Ezra. What did the Gemara say? V'hu asiri la'Ezra. He was 10 generations from Ezra. And it feels a little bit from the Gemara that the reason he's qualified is because number one, he's a chacham. Number two, he's an usher, like we saw in our daf today. And number three, he's also a 10th dar from Ezra. As if to say, because he was 10 generations from Ezra, not he's within 10 generations of Ezra. Meaning, had he been 6 generations from Ezra, I don't know if it would have been the same Mila. V'hu asiri le'Ezra. No. There's a Rashi in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing Esther. And the Gemara says that Esther came from Shaul HaMelech. Shaul was a tzanua, lefichach, Zacha v'yatzim imenu Esther, who was also a tzanua. So Rashi says, how do you know that Esther came from Shaul? So Rashi quotes the Targum on Megillah. B'targum shal Megillah miyaches mardchai. The Targum on Megillah is miyaches mardchai v'oiseyu asiri l'shaul. It says that he was 10 generations from Shaul. So shtei in Targum that you should know that Mardchai Atzadik of the Purim story was 10 generations from Shaul HaMelech. It sounds like that there's something about 10 generations. So Rabbi Yanki Blyer showed me a beautiful Maramakim. And this is in the Ramah, in the Sefer Torah Sa'ayla. It's Chelek Sheni. It's Perik Shnayim V'Esrim. Perik 22. Listen to Lashonei Azov Shel HaRamah. So the Ramah is talking about Meiser. We're bringing it all together. Omnam, HaMeiser Gamke Mitzad Zoy Sasibo. Kinirali, She'inyin HaMeiser. Tama mitzvah. Why is Meiser such a big deal? Liyois Lizikaron Tomid Beineinu Inyin Ha'avos. I think if you give somebody a lot of guesses, he wouldn't have came up with this. You want to know why Meiser is such a huge inyan? It's because the Eibishter wants us to always remember the Avos. And the way to remember the Avos is by giving Meiser. Why? Shnarei Yaakov, Amma Yaakov said, Aser Aseren Ulach. Yitzchak said, Vayimtso Bashana Ahi Meya Sha'arim. He went and he counted. Why did he count? Because he wanted to give Meiser. And by Avram Avinu, it says, Vayiten loy Meiser Mikol. Avram Avinu also gave Meiser. Harei, Sheheskilu Inyan HaMeisres Mitzadatzon. You find that the Ovis HaKadoshim gave Meiser. So because the Ovis gave Meiser, it was such a big deal for the Ovis. So that's Tama Mitzvah. Liyos Lizikarin Tomid Beineinenu Inyan HaOvis. Now says the Ramah, you see that the Ovis made a big deal about Meiser. Why? The Efshe Shalomdu Zem Midoirish Avru. Could be they learned this from the Friya Digadoiris. Shere Me Adam the Anoyach Hoyu Asara Doiris. From Adam until Noyach, there were 10 generations. Noyach was the 10th. V'asiri Kodesh. And you see that he was Noyach, he was Kodesh. So there was an Indian of Asiri Kodesh. V'chein mi Noyach ad Avram. From Noyach to Avram, it was the same thing. Avram was Asiri Kodesh. U'lozeh amdu al soida maisris. That's how they came to their head, the soida maisris. Because they realized that 10 generations, every 10, all of a sudden there's this gewaldige Kedusha based on the Yisoyda Meiser, Asiri Kodesh. So they said, if there's an Indian of Asiri Kodesh, let's go ahead and let's be Mafresh Meiser, because the 10th thing must have a Bezundere Kedusha. So from the 10 generations, from Adam until Noach, and from the 10 generations of Noach until Avram, you see the Indian of Asiri Kodesh. So Asiri Kodesh meant that there's something specially Kodesh about the 10th generation. And I think the Hezber is based on an Evan Ezra in Parshas Bechukaisai, in last week's Parsha. So the Pasuk is talking about Meiser Behema. Zok to Evan Ezra, Vihine, Hanifchar, the chosen is always Ha'echad Va'asiri. It's the first and it's the tenth. Shnezek Moise, they're literally one and the same. The first and the tenth of every Inyan is the same. Says the Evan Ezra, that's why Vihine Yitain HaBechar, the firstborn child is the Bechar, the Asiri, and then the tenth one is Maisa Behema. And the same is true when you grow things, Ubezera Ha'aretz. The first is the Tfuah, which is Bikurim, and then the tenth one has Kedusha again. It's going to be Maisa Rishon. So says the Evan Ezra that there's something called Asiri Kodesh, but he adds a Moirdig Knech, that Asiri Kodesh means that there's a Shaychis between the first and the tenth. That number 1 and number 10, Ha'echad Va'asiri, Zeh Kimoizeh. They're literally one and the same. And that's why you find the firstborn child of Bechar and the 10th is Ma'aseh Behema. And the first Peiris that grow are going to be Bikurim. And the 10th one is going to be Ma'aseh Behema. So when we talk about Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah being 10 generations from Ezra, it's not just that he was within 10 generations from Ezra, but the fact that he was 10 doiris from Ezra, you know what that meant? It meant two things. Number one, Asiri Kodesh. But on the level that Evan Ezra explains it, it means that he was like Ezra. Ha'echad va'asiri echadheim. They're literally one and the same. And that's the oimek of Mardchai being 10 generations from Shaul. What does it mean he's 10 generations from Shaul? It means he's the Asiri Kodesh of Shaul. And if he's the Asiri. So Shaul is the Echad, and the Echad and the Asiri are one and the same, and that's the Oimek. There's a Yerushalmi in Masechtas Yevamos, in the first parak of Masechtas Yevamos, that says, quote, Heyed Rab Doise ben Hurkanis, She'enei Rab Elazar ben Azariah, Hayudai Mois le'enei Ezra. The eyes of Rab Elazar ben Azariah were like the eyes of Ezra. What, they had the same color eyes? What's the Oimek? The Oimek Advarim is that Rab Elazar ben Azariah was like Ezra. Why was he like Ezra? Because he was Asiri la Ezra. And Asiri meant, number one, Asiri Kodesh. But it also meant Zek and Moiseh. You have the Bechor, you have the Mais and Behemah, you have the Bekurim, and you have the Mais Arishan. It was literally Zek and Moiseh. And because it's Zek and Moiseh, that's why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is not just within 10 generations from Ezra. He was Asiri la Ezra. And because he's Asiri la Ezra, that's Kufa's qualification. As a Chacham, as an Asher, and you want to know who he is? His eyes are like the eyes of Ezra. He's mamish me'inyan le'inyan ba'oisa inyan Ezra. As nishnar aneinukol. As the Asiri Kodesh. It's poshet. That's what the Gemara means. He's the Asiri Kodesh of Ezra. And because he's the Asiri Kodesh of Ezra, so he is literally an Ezra. Who would be more worthy to lead this generation than Ezra? I think it opens up the possibilities of what we could do with this when we start thinking of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as Ezra. Right? Ezra, we always say, is the most underrated Tzaddik and Gadol in the history of Klal Yisrael, right? We forget sometimes everything that Ezra did, but the emes is Ruya Hoisa Torah Shetinasin Al Yedei Ezra Vafel Pishloi Nitna Al Yadai Nishtana Haksav Al Yadai and Anche Knesset Agdoila, what we spoke about at the Bar Mitzvah Siyam, etc., etc. Right? It's such an important point. It's something that gets so overlooked. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah on this day now becomes the Nasi. They didn't just appoint the Nasi; they appointed a Nasi that was Asiri La Ezra. He was 10 generations to Ezra. There was a nitzutz of Ezra that was going to now lead the Jews during this very, very critical time, a time that we talk so much about. But just to bring this completely full circle, me'in yama d'yayma, and that is, so Sefer Rus ends with the yichus of David HaMelech. It says, ve'ele toldeis paretz. Peretz hoyledes Chetzrin, the Chetzrin hoyledes Ram, the Ram hoyledes Aminadav, the Aminadav hoyledes Nachshon, the Nachshon hoyledes Salma, the Salmon hoyledes Boaz, who Boaz hoyledes Oved, the Oved hoyledes Yishai, the Yishai hoyledes David. So we mentioned Rabbi Uvram Argolis, and that piece in Nefesh Chaya says that if you count, David HaMelech is 10 generations from Peretz. So it's Peretz, Chetzrin, Ram, Aminadav, Nachshon, Salma, Boaz, Oved, Yishai and David. And he said that you see in the Yichus of David, we counted within 10 Dairis because we're trying to make the point that he's within 10 generations. Abulafiha now, it's deeper than that. Really, what the Pasuk is saying is not just that David is within 10 generations of Paretz, but I think what the Pasuk is saying is that David is Paretz. That's really what the Pasuk is saying. He's Asiri Kodesh, and he's the Asiri Kodesh of Paretz. Now, who's Paretz? Paretz is the son of Yehuda and Tamar. So I ask you, David is Paretz? It'd probably make more sense, be more geschmack if David would be Nachshon. If he would be the Zayd of Yehuda, if he can somehow get David to Yaakov, why Paretz? And how is that a punchline to this rape bite? Right, and a punchline to say for us, as Paretz, but the emes is, we learned the Gemara together in Perek Aharon. Again, full circle. We learned the Gemara together in Perek Aharon. The Gemara says that when David went out to fight against Goliath, Shaul is standing with his chevre, and he turns to them, he says, tell me, who's that young lad? Fake the Gemara, he knew exactly who he was. He was just by him, and he was impressed by him. So why all of a sudden is he asking about him? He suddenly doesn't know who he is. Who's his father? He knew who his father was. Zakti Gemara, you know what he wanted to know? He knew that he was an Einikol. He knew the Yichus brief. But he wasn't sure. Does he come from Paretz or does he come from Zarach? And what was the Shaila? He said, if he comes from Paretz, he's going to be king. You know why? Because Paretz is Miloshin. It's Miloshin. Melech is Paretz like Gedder. He said, if, however, he comes from Zarach, then I'm not so sure he's going to be king. And as a result, that was his question. Somehow, he understood that the Malchus was going to come from Paretz. That's where it was supposed to come from. And he's trying to figure out, who's David from? Is he from Paretz or is he not from Paretz? So again, what does Paretz have to do with anything? How did Paretz somehow, right, we talk about someone we don't know a lot about, it's Paretz. So it's true, the Malchus comes from Paretz. But what's so significant about it? The truth is, we say in Lecha Doidi, Al Yad Ish Ben Paretzi. Ben Paretzi. Mashiach is Ben Paretzi. Why Paretzi? How is it Paretz? So I'm not sure, but I once heard from Rabbi Yeshua Abba, Shlita, said over a medrash. The medrash is in Parshas Mishpatim. It says as follows, a beautiful medrash. At the moitzeh you find, kol toldei shebemikra chaserim. Every time it says the word toldeis in the Torah, it's written chaser. Chutz mishnayim. There are two times where it says toldeis with two vavs. Tav, vav, lamedalid, vav, tav. So you have two vavs. What are the two times? Eile toldeis hashamayim v'ha'aretz. It's right in the beginning of creation. Bereshis perek beis pasuk dalid. The eile toldeis paretz. Rus, perek dalid, pasuk yud ches. Those are the two times in the entire Tanakh that told us is written Mali. The Tam Gadol Yesh Lohem. So the Medrash is a myriadigger reason why this is. Lama, Omar Ela told us Shmai Baritz Mali. Because why was the original told us written Mali? Bipnei Shabar HaKadosh Baruch HaSai Lami. Because HaKadosh Baruch created the world. V'lehoyim Malach HaMavis Ba'olam. There was no Malach HaMavis in the world. Adam Arishan Kaidim Achet was never supposed to die. Ubishvil Kachu Mole. And that's why Toldos was Mole. Because the Toldos of Adam the Chava were going to be around forever. Because nobody was going to die. So it was Mole the Toldos. Of the Kivan Shechata Adam the Chava. But when Adam the Chava sinned with the Itzadas, Chisra Kadosh Baruch Hu called Toldos Shebemikra. So all the Toldos became Chaserim. Because now no one's going to be around forever. Now, unfortunately, a person's Dair is a Chaser. So now the Toldos is only Chaser. The Kiv on Sha'amad Peretz. But then Peretz came. Nasa told the Shalai Mole. His children became Mole. Shamoshiach Oimed Heimenu. Because Mashiach's going to come from Peretz. Ubiyama the Kaddish Baruch Hu Mavliya Hamavas. And it's going to be during his times that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is going to take death and he's going to wipe it off the face of the earth. Shenemar Bila Hamavas Lanetzach. Lefichach, it's for that reason, told us a Shemayim Va'aretz. For told us Peretz. Mole. That's why those two told us were Mole. The Eshta told us, Eila told us Hashemayim Varetz was Mole because it was before the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. At that time, the told us was supposed to be Mole. And then Eila told us Paretz. You know why Dafka Paretz? Because who's going to come from Paretz? Moshiach Oymed Eimenu. Ubiyom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mavliya HaMoves. Shenema Bila HaMoves LaNetzach. That's why through Paretz, it's going to be Mole again. But it's Mavur, one Klara Indian. That Paretz is really the father of Mashiach. It's Eila Toldos Paretz. And that's why Shalom Melech in Perek Aro wants to know, is he from Paretz or is he from Zorech? And that's why it's Ben Partzi. And there's other Makaris to this as well. That you see that the Malchus is going to come from Paretz. It's through Paretz that the Malchus is going to come. So Shalom Melech sees David. He knows who he is. He knows he's impressive. And he knows he has a very bright future. But he's trying to determine how bright his future really is. And he realized one thing. You know what he realized? Who's his Zayda? Is his Zayda Paretz or is his Zayda Zar? What's the Tiefkeit? Oh, does he come from Paretz? Does he come from Zar? No, because Shaul did his due diligence. And Eret Fashtanin, he knew one second his father's Yishai, the Zayda's Oyve, the Elta Zayda's Bayaz, one second Nachshin, Salmon. He's 10 generations from who? He's either 10 generations from Paretz or he's 10 generations from Zarach. And I understand, I see something in this kid. This kid's Asiri Kodesh. And you know who he is? Who's the Elta Zayda? If the Elta Zayda, 10 Dairis back is Paretz, that means he's the Asiri Kodesh of Paretz. And Zekem Oizel, like Devin Ezra says. So what's his Kedusha going to be? He's like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's Ezra. And just like Mordechai is Shaul. So who is he? Is he Paretz or is he Zarach? And the Teretz is, the Eila told his Paretz. The Eila told his Paretz. Paretz hailed as Chetzron. The Chetzron hailed as Ram. For Ovid hailed as Yishai. The Yishai hailed as David. He comes from Paretz. He's Ben Partzi. And because he's Ben Partzi, he was David HaMelech. And because he's Ben Partzi, through him the Mashiach's going to come. And we should talk about Zoicha to the Eila told his Paretz. That told they should be Mole again. It should be Mole because Mashiach's going to come. He's going to be Mavliya HaMoves. We'll be Zoicha to Bila HaMoves. We should be zoicha to greet David Malka Meshicha b'mheru b'yameinu amen v'amen.